Hi, and welcome to the Magazine Rack on Chris. I'm Emily. Today, I'll continue reading from the April 2024 edition of Prevention Magazine. Let's pick up where we left off. From the wellness section, beauty, peptides explained. These skincare superheroes can help you give a firmer, smoother complexion. By Shannon Zitz. Whatever our skincare goals are, most of us can agree on one thing. Healthy, vibrant-looking skin is always in. But when it comes to achieving the complexion of your dreams, it seems as if the beauty world is always trumpeting about yet another buzzy ingredient you need. Peptides, while increasingly popular, have been around for years, and they're the real deal when it comes to maintaining youthful skin. Peptides are composed of amino acids, the building blocks of proteins. The use of peptide serum can make skin look firmer by helping replenish some of the collagen and elastin proteins in skin that we lose as we age, as well as by repairing damage, hydrating, and enhancing overall appearance, says Karen Lal, DO, a double board certified dermatologist with affiliated dermatology in Scottsdale, Arizona. But as you search for the right peptide serum or cream, you may encounter a wide array of scientific terms and ingredients, as different types of peptides have varying effects on the skin. While many products contain a combination of peptides, it's helpful to know how these ingredients work so you can make the right choice for yourself. Here's what's what. Signal peptides, for firmness. These work by sending a message to the skin to stimulate production of collagen, elastin, and other proteins, explains Marissa Garshick, MD, a board-certified dermatologist at Manhattan Dermatology and Cosmetic Surgery in New York City. Dr. Lal suggests looking for products containing Matrixyl 3000, a peptide complex that he notes has the ability to boost collagen production. Other common single peptides include palmito tripeptide, palmito tetrapeptide, and palmito oligopeptide. Editor's Choice, Juice Beauty, single peptide firming serum. $110 on juicebeauty.com. And Drunk Elephant Proteiny Polypeptide Cream, $68 on Sephora.com. Carrier peptides, for nourishing. These peptides help with wound healing and collagen production by delivering minerals such as copper and magnesium to skin, says Dr. Garshick. Like single peptide, carrier peptides are excellent at improving skin firmness, repairing the skin barrier, and softening texture and wrinkles. They're thought to work by boosting collagen and elastin production, thereby improving skin texture, says Garshick. Editor's Choice. Medic 8, Liquid Peptides, and that's spelled M-E-D-I-K, number 8. $64 at us.medic8.com. And The Ordinary, Multi-Peptide and Copper Peptide 1% Serum, $32 at Ulta.com. Neurotransmitter peptides, for smoothing. These peptides block the release of chemicals that lead to muscle contraction. In this way, neurotransmitter peptides are thought to have a benefit for expression lines, similar to the effect of Botox, says Dr. Garshick. One of those peptides is argyloline, which Dr. Lal says works well for softening wrinkles. Neurotransmitter peptides, commonly marketed as Botox in a bottle, are not as effective as injectable alternatives, but have been shown to noticeably improve fine lines, especially around the eyes. Editor's Choice. The Ordinary Argyloline Solution, 10%, $10 at Ulta.com. And Peter Thomas Roth Peptide Skinjection Amplified Wrinkle Fix Serum, $65 at Sephora.com. Growth factor peptides, for repair. While growth factor exists naturally in the body, with age their levels decrease, Dr. Garshick explains. Important for wound healing, growth factors can help support collagen production and skin regeneration. As they do a remarkable job at encouraging collagen production, they are often used in anti-aging wrinkle-reducing products. If you see oligopeptides or human-derived fibroblast media on an ingredient list, you'll know that the product contains effective growth factors, says Dr. Lal. Editor's Choice. Skin Medica, spelled SKINMEDICA, all one word. TNS Advanced Plus Serum, $295 at skinmedica.com. And The In Key List, 15% vitamin C and EGF serum, $16 at theinkeylist.com, spelled INKEY list.com. Our next article from the wellness section is titled, Better Now, Dancing Queens. At 65 and 66, these friends are boomerizing social media, by Shannon Zitz. When Beth Bowles and Cheryl Baxter Ratliff met when they were both 20, they knew that they would be friends. But the pair had no idea how far their friendship would take them. The pair, known as the Baby Boomers on TikTok and Instagram, have inspired thousands on social media with their fun, lively dance videos, and they're finding new ways to become the most authentic versions of themselves. The two have long been involved in the performance industry, dancing, singing, and acting, and have worked on many of the same projects over the years. They even modeled together for a story in Prevention in 2002. And then in 2021, I got a call from our agent saying that women of our age were needed to back up a rapper for a performance, says Bowles. The artist was DaBaby, a mainstream rapper who was performing his hit song, Rockstar, at the 2021 Grammys. It was such a magical time, Bowles says. Here we'd had 43 years of career working together, and now we got to do the Grammys performance. Bull's husband told her that the song that she was dancing to, Rockstar, was popular on TikTok, with a dance challenge going viral at the time. So Bowles and Baxter Ratliff put their twist on the trend. For a line about a brand new Lamborghini, for instance, we came out of a minivan, Bowles says laughing. The first video got over 1 million views, launching their social media journey. To say we were shocked is an understatement, Baxter Ratliff says. Their secret to going big and having fun. From there, Bowles and Baxter Ratliff went on making videos of themselves participating in fun viral song and dance trends on TikTok. It was a whole new thing we had to learn, Bowles says. It was the young kids thing, but they realized that posting these videos was something they were more than capable of doing. We've been friends all these years, and it's all of our best qualities. We're friendly and funny, we work well together, and we dance well together, Bowles says. They get together 3 to 4 times a week to brainstorm, practice, record, and edit their dance videos. It was scary at first, Bowles admits, but staying true to themselves has gotten them a lot of positive feedback. We boomerize it, Baxter Ratliff says. We dance like we dance. We take that trend and we make it our own. That's their secret. It's always when we do authentic material and we have fun and do it to the best of our ability that the videos go big, Bowles says. As does almost anyone on social media. The duo has gotten some negative reactions, but Bowles says they don't really care what anyone thinks anymore, and their main goal is to have fun and be themselves. That's a capacity both women have come to appreciate with age. I think I've had to shed so many ideas about what I'm supposed to look like and how I'm supposed to act, Bowles says. It's such a beautiful thing to be able to live another day, to have this relationship with a friend, to continue to create, she adds. Baxter Ratliff says, this is what people would call our third act, but we're just moving through it, and hopefully we'll do it till we're 95. Moving on to the next article, How to Buy It, Shoes for Sidewalks. Keep your feet comfy and pain-free when you're not on the trail, by Hannah Gion. If your usual walks take you around town on concrete paths, your feet need a different kind of love than when you're hiking or even walking on a track. Why does the surface really matter? Walking on concrete leads to a large amount of increased pressure on the feet, explains Timothy Oldani, DPM, FACFAS, a podiatrist at Missouri Foot and Ankle in St. Louis. Concrete is an unforgivable surface that, because of its rigidity, can cause pain, especially to the highly sensitive areas of the heel and across the ball of the foot. This pressure translates into increased shock and stress on joints, particularly the feet, says Ann Sharkley, DPM, a podiatrist at North Austin Foot and Ankle Institute in Cedar Park, Texas. This can lead to conditions like plantar fasciitis and cause knee, hip, and back pain in the long term, says Oldani. That's why it's helpful to find shoes specifically suited to walking on concrete. While many walking and running shoes work well for this, here's what to do next time you're shopping for shoes. Look for cushioning and shock absorption. Sharkey recommends seeking out good midsole cushioning made with foam or EVA materials, which can help absorb the shock when your feet hit the concrete. It's essential to have adequate shock absorption on the bottom of the heel and across the ball of the foot, notes Oldani. A shoe that evenly distributes pressure and provides maximum shock absorption is ideal. Think beyond walking shoes. Sneakers are generally a great choice, but you may also want breathable, open-toed options like sandals for warmer seasons or durable clogs for work. For casual shoes, look for ones with cushioned or padded insoles, Sharkey advises. Contoured footbeds can provide arch support and a comfortable fit too. Recovery shoes are also great because they are constructed with foam materials specifically manufactured to absorb shock, adds Sharkey. Do you walk on concrete? Try these. Best overall, Hoka Bondi 8, $165 on Hoka.com. And that's spelled Hoka.com. This popular pick from Hoka boasts super plush balance cushioning and shock absorption extending from the heels to the toes, along with an internal heel counter for a supportive locked-in fit. Best slip-on sneaker, Skechers Go Walk Joy Aurora, $70 at Skechers.com. With an easy-to-wear slip-on design, these comfy walking shoes feature lightweight midsoles that have high rebound cushioning, breathable mesh uppers, and flexible traction outsoles. Best sandals. Nayote Kayla Sandals, $140 at Nayote.com, and that's spelled Naot.com. These stylish sandals offer arch support and comfort with every step, thanks to the lightweight EVA rubber soles and contoured cork and latex footbeds that mold to your foot shape, and they come in over 25 colors. Moving on to the next article titled, Walk Away Stress. We asked our readers, why do you walk? And we were blown away by the answers. We think you'll be so inspired by these winning contest entries that you'll want to lace up your shoes and head out for your own soul-soothing treks. You'll see five of our favorite guided walks here too. Walking is one of the strangely beautiful things most of us find ourselves doing every single day, perhaps without even thinking about it. We walk down the aisles of the grocery store, gaping at the varieties of granola. We walk our dog to the park to do their business, even in the rain. We walk that extra couple of blocks to the new sushi place on Friday night because we couldn't find parking nearby. But let's stop and think about it. Right there, contained in your 2 feet, is one of the healthiest habits you can take up for both your body and mind. The motion of moving forward allows oxygen and blood to flow through your body, says Jennifer Walsh, the author of Walk Your Way Calm, a guided journal for uncluttering your mind with every step, which includes the walks on the following pages, as well as dozens more. The minute your feet hit the ground and start moving, it's a rush of blood flow to the brain. This is important for many reasons, she explains, not least of which is that it helps your brain do its job, and regular exercise triggers the release of feel-good endorphins, which research has shown can help alleviate depression and anxiety. Walking also helps you get unstuck from your thoughts, she says. One of the best things about walking is that you don't need special gear to do it. A supportive pair of sneakers or walking shoes, a bottle of water, some can-do good spirit, and you're good to go. A gentle walk can be enough to completely change your mood, says Walsh. And when you walk with friends, family members, or coworkers, you get an added boost because you're clocking quality time connecting with other people. Want to up the benefits even more? Skip the treadmill and take your walk outdoors. Exposure to nature has been linked to improved attention span, lower stress levels, better mood, reducing risk of psychiatric disorders, and even increases in empathy and cooperation. I walk because of my mother, who escaped Nazi Germany and lived to be 99. After the age of 72, she gave up driving and walked everywhere. People would offer her rides and she would politely decline. She became known to many as the little lady who walks. She inspired me to take up walking to keep up my own health. At 79, and as a 10-year survivor of stage 4 breast cancer, I now proudly take on the mantle of the little lady who walks. And that's by Carol Kahn Supergold of Woodstock, New York. Ready to get started? Turn the page for inspiring walks and more stories to help you get to a peaceful state of mind. Touch walk. Many of us have forgotten what it is to be childlike, to touch and explore the living things around us, to feel how connected we are. When we touch living things like microorganisms every day, it helps build our immune systems. Bacteria living in the dirt around us have been linked to decreased inflammation and lower stress levels, and all you have to do to reap these benefits is touch them. You can do a touch walk anywhere. Are you walking in a friend's neighborhood? Reach up and touch the leaf hanging above you. Are you on vacation, seeing vegetation you've never seen before? Whatever you're reaching for, be sure to touch it gently first. This will not only help you slow down and process what you are experiencing, but also prevent you from grabbing a handful of prickly leaves. I'm a mom of a 3-year-old with sensory issues who experiences the world differently than most toddlers. It's great walking with him and seeing how he interacts with nature. He sees things I would normally pass by. When we walk together, we get to experience a close-up view into what this earth is truly made up of and how we fit into this world. And that's by Sarah Parks from Creedmoor, North Carolina. Extra credit. Consider how each new texture feels as you touch it. What does it remind you of? Hill walk. Walk or drive to the nearest hill in your neighborhood. Slowly make your way up the hill and observe how your body feels and which muscles seem to be working hardest. Notice the ground beneath you. Is it rugged terrain or a grassy hill? Can you smell the ground and air around you? Turn around and walk downhill. Are you carrying yourself differently than you did on your way up? Walk up and down the hill a few times. This is more about experiencing the movement you are putting your body through than challenging yourself to reach high intensity. In 2022, I donated my left kidney to a fellow veteran, and post-surgery, I was in a lot of pain. Doctors said the best thing I could do to help my recovery was walk. I started with getting out of the hospital bed and walking to the door in my room. Then I'd walk around the transplant ward. These days, I walk because the healing process is a lifelong journey to help me regain my strength, both mentally and physically. Last March, I hiked to the summit of Mount Kilimanjaro with a group of kidney donors to bring awareness to living organ donation. Walking was the catalyst for me to encourage and empower others. And that's by Lindsay Gutres from Nashville, Georgia. Extra credit. Stop at the highest point and take in the view. What do you see? Where do you want to walk next? Birding walk. Take a walk through your neighborhood, a local park, or anywhere you enjoy the outdoors to spot and identify local birds during different times of year. Grab binoculars if you have them, but if you don't, no problem. Go to the nearest trees you can find, walking slowly and quietly. Look around at places birds commonly perch, tree branches, telephone lines, street lamps, and bushes. Eventually, you may be able to identify the birds by their sounds, so spend some time listening to the tunes they create. Recent research tells us that hearing or even seeing birds can make us feel calmer, and the effects last all day. After I finished early morning radiation treatment for breast cancer, I realized that if I could wake up early for treatment, I could wake up early for anything. So now, every day, I hit the pavement at 5:45 a.m. with my walking partner, Laura. I walk for my physical health, for my mental health, and because I have someone else depending on me to show up every morning. It has been the best and most positive change in my daily life. And that's by Elizabeth Beckelman from Yardley, Pennsylvania. Extra credit. Keep track of how many birds you've seen and pull out your phone to snap photos of your favorites. Scent walk. We spend so much time indoors that we're often cut off from the scents of the natural world. Freshly cut grass, midsummer rain, crisp fall leaves. Once you tune in to the odors around you, you'll begin to understand when in the year different smells occur, such as when lavender blooms. You're not limited to the scents of nature. Maybe your local restaurant makes the best Italian food, and every time you walk by it, you inhale the smell of garlic dishes. Set out for a walk at your own pace, then take a deep breath through your nose. Think about what time of year it is, as this can help you identify the aromas around you. During the COVID lockdowns, I would walk for miles every day. I learned some great lessons. Move while you're healthy. Don't sweat the small stuff. Look around and find the beauty in the little things. Be kind to yourself. Be thankful. Explore. And don't be afraid. I continue to walk for self-care. It keeps me in shape and energizes me. I can sort things out in my head, release frustrations, and focus on good and truth. And spiritually, I can be mindful of just how big and beautiful our world is. And that's by Sheila Davis from Hudsonville, Michigan. Extra credit. As you take in the scents that surround you, pay attention to any childhood memories they may stir up. Spirit Walk. Thich Nhat Hanh, a renowned Buddhist monk, taught people to walk as a part of their spiritual practice. The same has been true for people of all religions for millennia. For many, the link between walking and worshiping is that getting close to nature makes them feel closer to a higher power. Whether or not you are religious, you can use this type of walk to summon gratitude for the natural world. Start by focusing on your breath and footsteps as you walk so you can settle into mindfulness. Then you can begin to pray or simply think about what you are grateful for. I have been a daily walker for 374 days now. That's also how many days I've gone without alcohol. After hitting rock bottom, I began my first day of sobriety with a morning walk, mostly because I had no idea what to do with myself. Something inside me said to go outside and put one foot in front of the other, so I did. That morning walk became a daily habit that keeps me grounded, focused, and feeling healthier than I ever have. And that's from Kelly Abuzalo from Union, Washington. Get the book. There are 101 guided walks in Walk Your Own Way Calm, $25 at prevention.com/walkcalm. And any one of them could be your ticket to a more stress-free day. Our next article from Prevention Magazine is from the health section, titled, What's Up with Knuckle Cracking? Here's What's Behind the Mysterious Pop, by Kayla Blanton. Hearing snap, crackle, pop with no Rice Krispies in sight? Chances are someone is cracking their knuckles, which may be either the most satisfying sound in the world or the most annoying one, depending on whether you're doing it or listening to it. What makes that sound? Scientists are not 100% sure what causes those knuckle noises, says Jane Fedorczyk, PhD, president of the American Physical Therapy Association's Hand and Upper Extremity Academy. In the past, it was believed that air bubbles collapsing and popping within the joint caused the noise. But recent research using MRI shows that the process is more complex. Your joint is trying to detract or separate, Fedorczyk says. That creates space, which is then filled by the joint lubricating synovial fluid made up of oxygen, nitrogen, and carbon dioxide, says chiropractor Liza Egbora, DC. When the fluid is shifted, it can release gas, she explains. When the gas hits the joint surfaces, it meets resistance, which creates the familiar cracking sound. Another potential source of the sound may be the crinkling of cartilage around the joint, similar to a bad knee crunching its way up the stairs, Egbora says. Is this habit bad for you or not? There's a long-standing myth that knuckle cracking can cause arthritis as you age, but this is untrue, says Fedorczyk, who adds that osteoarthritis is typically caused by aging, injuries, or athletic overuse. Research has also found that habitual knuckle cracking has no effect on grip strength. There is, however, the possibility of injuring your fingers if you bend them too far, says Fedorczyk. Why do I get the urge to crack? If you can't stop cracking your knuckles, it may be because you have stiff or hypermobile, extremely flexible, joints. In that case, Eboga recommends stretching and massaging your hands to fight the urge to crack, especially if it annoys your office mates or your family. Also, knuckle cracking may be a compulsive behavior, and squeezing a stress ball or practicing mindfulness may help. Our next article from the health section is titled, Challenge: Strengthen Your Pelvic Floor, Your Guide to Less Leaking, Better Sex, and More, by Alyssa Jung. Last time you let out a hearty laugh or cough, did a little pee escape too? It happens to the best of us, and it's one common sign that your pelvic floor could use a little TLC. The pelvic floor is a group of layered muscles that line the bottom of the pelvis like a hammock. They support the bladder, uterus, and rectum, prevent incontinence, aid in sexual function, contribute to core stability, and provide circulatory support for the lymphatic system, explains Alexia Harrigan, DPT, a pelvic health physical therapist and the owner of Pelvis Power PT. Your pelvic floor naturally weakens with age, and certain lifestyle factors, such as high-impact exercise, running, jumping, or lifting weights, childbirth, and injury, can also compromise it. Having trouble orgasming or feeling as if you have to pee or poop when you really don't are other signs that those pelvic muscles may be lax, says Rachel Nix, expert advisor to feminine wellness brand The Honey Pot Company. Here, Pelvic floor experts give you one task to tackle per week. The end goal? Make these part of your day-to-day routine. Week 1. Master Kegels. This exercise targets the pelvic floor muscles and are an important piece of the strengthening puzzle. Once you know how to do Kegels properly, aim to do them daily. Step 1. Find the right muscles. Insert a clean finger into your vagina and clench so you feel the muscles closing around it. Step 2. Now work them. You can stand, sit, or lie down for this. Clench the muscles and hold for 3 seconds. Relax for 3 seconds. Repeat 5 to 10 times and aim to do at least 30 each day. Week 2. Tweak your habits. Simple changes to everyday actions make for a sturdier pelvic region. Try to hit all of these this week so you can turn them into new habits. Breathe while running, jumping, and lifting weights. This helps decrease buildup of internal pressure that can further burden your pelvic floor, says Harrigan. Try not to strain too much while pooping. Don't push while urinating, and don't hover over the toilet. When you feel a sneeze or cough coming on, engage your pelvic floor muscles until you're done. This way, pressure exits via the mouth and nose instead of going to the pelvic floor, Nick says. Also do this before jumping or lifting any type of weight. Relax rather than tensing up when masturbating or having sex to prevent discomfort. Learn to zap stress. The pelvic floor is hardwired to the autonomic nervous system, so lowering stress is vital, Harrigan says. Week 3. Work out pelvic adjacent muscles. The pelvic floor is part of a system, including the core, hips, and back, and all of it must function well for optimal pelvic health. These two moves target the trifecta. Squeeze them in 3 to 4 times a week. Bird dog. Start on all fours. Look at the ground and engage your abs. Reach one arm out in front of you while extending the opposite leg behind you so your body forms a straight line. Repeat with the other arm and leg. Do 15 to 20 on each side. Single leg bridge. Lie down with one leg bent at the knee and the other extended straight. Lift your hips and the extended leg while pressing the foot of your bent leg onto the floor. Squeeze your glutes, then lower. Do this 15 to 20 times. That's it for this installment of the Magazine Rack. I've been reading from the April 2024 edition of Prevention Magazine. I'm Emily. So long until next time.